What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Let's move on and let's get back on the same page. We're not going to argue about running back. I can see it. No, we're not going to argue about running back, but you know what time it is. It's list season. There is a top 10 list right now, the top 10 wide receivers in the National Football League. This list is from ESPN, executives, coaches, scouts. They rank the top 10 wide receivers for this year in the National Football League. Let's go through it. Number one, Ja'Marr Chase. Number two, Justin Jefferson. Number three, Tyreek Hill. Let's stop.
Okay. All right.
Are we still counting Tyreek Hill as the third best wide receiver in the league?
No.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would put Justin Jefferson in one, and I would put Ja'Marr Chase at two. If you got it the other way, I'm not going to get too mad about it. We still got Tyreek Hill, top three wide receiver in the league?
Absolutely not. Not the calendar says 2025, correct?
It does. I mean, he was not good last year. No question.
Not top three. Again,
last year he was two. You're telling me last year he was two. He just goes down one spot after the season that he just had? Now, he should for sure be in the top 10. Number three feels a little too high to me for right now for Tyreek Hill, who's 31 years old and coming off the worst season of his career. Third feels a little too high for me for Tyreek Hill. Number four, CeeDee Lamb. That's actually who I would have as third on my list. A.J. Brown is number five. Do you feel like these are the top five receivers in the National Football League, or are you taking Tyreek Hill out? Because I think that CeeDee Lamb and A.J. Brown, those guys are certainly top five guys, and now we're debating if you still think Tyreek Hill's top five.
I don't think Tyreek Hill's still a top five guy. I'm curious who they have at six and seven, because I'm curious if it just everyone just slides up a few spots or if it's going to get hinky from six to 10, because Tyreek Hill is in no way a top five wide receiver in the NFL today. If we said, hey, during his era, totality, he was top five, you know, over his career. Sure. But he is not a top five wide receiver in the NFL right now. I have no problem with A.J. Brown. I have no problem with CeeDee Lamb. I actually think CeeDee Lamb's a little bit underrated, like just concept by most people, because he's very, very good. But no, not top five. Stop it.
Who would you have in top five then? Because I don't mind Hill being in the top five. Now, you're right. We can go outside the top five. Amon-Ra St. Brown is at number six.
Malik I think that's Neighbors, high for him too, by the way. Just a heads up.
Malik Neighbors is seven.
Very high
Nico
again.
Collins is eight. Mike Evans is nine. Garrett Wilson is 10. So that's who they have. Cumulative, that's who they have as the top 10 receivers in the league. I'll go through it again. Garrett Wilson at 10, Mike Evans at 9, Nico Collins at 8, 7, Malik Neighbors, 6, Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm surprised to hear you say that that's too high for Amon-Ra. I think that's actually perfect for Amon-Ra. I think you could argue he's top 5 and move Tyreek Hill out of your top 5. I think Amon-Ra St. Brown has been very, very good these last 3 years.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's really, really good, but...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
There's just something about Amon-Ra's game that doesn't feel top five elite to me. And maybe I'm just, it's a feel and I'm way off base here, but when you see him play, he doesn't have this, it doesn't feel like the same level of dominance like an AJ Brown or a Jamar Chase has. So to have him in that vein feels like you're a little bit too high on him.
You know what I think this is? I think this is quarterback. I think there's four obvious answers at quarterback. And then I think once you get to five, we start the argument. Whether you're putting Jaden Daniels or Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff or whatever, like, no one's arguing that Jared Goff is Joe Burrow or Josh Allen. It feels like there's a little bit of a gap. I think there is a gap once you get past these guys. But if you're telling me that outside of, I would say, that big four, if you don't want to put Tyreek Hill in that conversation, if you're telling me it's Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown. So these are the top wide receivers under the age of 30. If you're telling me that next you think it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, I'm not going to fight you super hard on Amon-Ra, what he's been able to accomplish these last couple of years. Here's who they have at top five. They have top five is A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb at four, Tyreek at three, Justin Jefferson at two, and Jamar Chase at number one. That's who they have as the top 10 receivers in the league. Right outside of their top 10, so the honorable mention. You have Terry McLaurin, Puka Nacua, Brian Thomas Jr., DK Metcalf, and T. Higgins, also Devontae Adams. So that's who you have. And then when you get to also receiving votes, somebody voted for Courtland Sutton. You love a Courtland Sutton. Love a Courtland Sutton.
Good job with that one voter. Maybe I just didn't hear it.
Somebody voted a Courtland Sutton as a top 10 receiver in the league. Was that you?
No.
Okay, I'm just asking because anybody's arguing Courtland Sutton's a top 10 guy?
I feel like Scary Terry got a little bit hurt here. Like, I feel like he should have been probably higher. I know me and you just disagree about Terry McLaurin. I'm not saying he's a top 10 receiver, but he should have been in the receiving votes, and maybe I didn't hear him, and I apologize if I misheard. Ladd McConkey's not one of the top 15 wide receivers in the NFL?
Ladd McConkey did get others receiving votes. Other receiving votes. So to give you an idea of the others, Devontae Smith, Ladd McConkey, Jackson Smith and Jibba, Jamison Williams, DJ Moore, Chris Godwin. I don't want to go through everybody. But I would say, though, this is why I think wide receiver is so interesting. I think it's the deepest position in the NFL. You could convince me that you think Ladd McConkey is the 10th best receiver in the NFL or the 25th best receiver in the NFL. Like, that's how deep and loaded the position is. Think about Rice. He's not in the top. He's not in the others receiving votes category, and I understand it. He's only played 1 year, didn't have 1,000 yards in that one season, also missed basically the entire year with an injury. He's certainly in the conversation with these other guys. He's in the conversation with the Courtland Sutton. He's in the conversation with Jamison Williams, but that position is so deep that when you miss 1 year to injury, you kind of out of sight, out of mind. That's why I think wide receiver at this point, like, this is sort of a golden era, I think, for the position. It's like the perfect combination of everything. Kids don't want to play running back anymore because that's not where the money is. So there's just more kids that want to play pass catcher, want to play wide receiver now. That's the position that's getting paid. These kids have come up in 7-on-7 drills. It's more of a pass-happy, pass-friendly league. So you just got a lot of wide receivers. That also got me thinking, I wonder if the bubble eventually bursts. Like right now, Terry McLaurin, for example, very unhappy about his contract, even though he just got paid 3 years, $70 million. So it's not like Washington hasn't paid him. He now wants a re-up and wants a new contract. And I can't really say that he's wrong. Terry McLaurin is probably worth $25 or $30 million a year. But are you going to give Terry McLaurin $30 million a year? Like, I do wonder how many of these teams eventually just end up saying no to a wide receiver in their second contract. they trade him for maybe two first-round picks, and then you try again in the draft. Because most of these guys ended up getting a second deal from their team. You haven't seen a team say no to a Jalen Waddle or a DK Metcalf. Sure, they eventually traded him, but that was after you already paid him and gave him that big signing bonus. I do wonder if at some point we'll see that bubble kind of burst when it comes to the position.
I wonder if that bubble bursts, if we're about to see with that next wave of guys. Now, Garrett Wilson just got paid. So obviously he's not going to be that guy. But Jackson Smith and Jigba is going to be in that wave. Jameson Williams is going to be in that wave. Drake London, I'm not saying he's a top 15 receiver in the NFL, but Drake London is going to be a guy who gets caught up in that wave. Basically, all the guys that me and you argued about for 2 years, the draft or who the Chiefs should take in the first round, all those guys are going to start being, hey, our team's going to give this guy a big second contract, or are they going to walk? That whole group, that whole core will be fascinating to watch. I agree with you on Scary Terry, by the way. Why does he want a third raise? What are we doing here? But that's neither here nor there. I wonder if that Drake London class is going to be finding themselves unemployed more likely than not.
Yeah, I don't know if it's I get what you're saying, though. I just think what you'll end up seeing is eventually a team is just going to end up saying no and then just taking the draft picks and then trying again at the position. The same way that we used to look at running back as kind of plug and play, and you could go in the first round, get a really productive running back, and kind of go from there. I wonder if that's how teams are going to see wide receiver.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.